Well, look, we might as well get started. It's 5 past now, so let's hit the road. The first item on the agenda is the confirmation of previous minutes. Hi, who's that?
Hi, good morning. This is Fernando.
Hi, Fernando.
Hey,
we're just starting. We're just starting.
Okay.
The first item is the confirmation of the minutes, which have been published as usual, sent out to everybody. So unless there are any issues, we can confirm those. Anybody have anything to say about the minutes? Good. All right. The second item is slightly unfortunately we forgot hi, who's that?
This is Hiro. Sorry to be late.
Hi, Hiro. No problem. We're just starting. We're just on item number 2 on the agenda.
Okay.
That is reappointment or appointment of chair and vice chairs of the council, which we were supposed to do at our meeting in March, but everybody forgot, including me. So my apologies for that. The formalities of this are that someone needs to chair the council while we're dealing with the nominations for the chair. And neither of our vice chairs, Byron or Youngham, are currently on the call. So would somebody like to volunteer to step into the chair briefly and deal with the nominations for the chair of the council, please? Don't all rush at once.
Is Leslie on the call?
Yeah, I'm on the call.
She's a wonderful idea.
Dobby, thank you so much. Okay, I'm happy to do that. I don't hear any other volunteers.
Sorry, yes. Somebody just joined.
Hello.
Hello,
Andre.
Andre.
Is that Andre?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Hi, Andre.
Okay,
We're part way through. We're on item 2, which I think I've just been nobbled to chair because obviously the chair can't chair the discussion of his own appointment or not. Chris, it would be helpful as current chair to have an indication as to whether you are able to re-stand and also to hear from other people as to whether there are any other nominations.
The straight answer to your question, Dottie, is I am both able and... is that I am both able and willing.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations?
Somebody else joined? Sorry.
Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Hi, Becky. We're just on appointment for chair and wondered if you were volunteering.
Isn't there a rule against that?
Yes, it's called the Becky Burr rule. And
okay, so far I have Chris's statement that he is willing to re-stand, and I don't think I have any other people. Is somebody prepared to nominate and second Chris, please?
I am prepared. This is Becky to nominate him.
Thank you, Becky. And a seconder?
Second.
I second him. And Patricio.
Patricio, thank you. I think Dottie just got in advance of you. But thank you for that. I think, Chris, you're duly appointed, and I'll hand back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Leslie. That's wonderful. Marvellous. Now, the situation on... and thank you all very much. The situation on vice chairs is that, as you know, we currently have 2 vice chairs. Hi, did somebody just join the call? No, another indiscriminate ping. We currently have 2 vice chairs, Byron and Youngham. Now, the situation is that I know that Byron is happy to re-nominate as vice chair, and that Youngham is not going to nominate as vice chair. So what we need to do is to take Byron's nomination as read, even though he's not on the call, because I know that he is, and to see if we have any other person who might be prepared to put their name forward for a vice chair. Right. Well, that's encouraging news then.
Chris, this is Leslie. I'm happy to put my name forward if people would find that appropriate.
Hear, hear.
Thank you, Leslie. I presume you mean appropriate that you'll be vice chair as opposed to appropriate that you put your name forward, which is not quite the same thing.
Or both, yeah.
Yes, all right. All right. So are there any other nominations for the role of the two roles, rather, of vice chair? All right. Well, in that case, if we could deal perhaps with Byron first, could I ask somebody please to nominate Byron for the role of vice chair?
This is Dottie Sparks. I nominate Byron for the role of vice chair.
Thank you, Dottie. Mm-hmm. I have a seconder for that, please.
I second Hero.
Thank you, Hero. Does anybody want to say anything about it other than just to agree that Byron is vice chair? Okay, in that case, we can take it. Sorry, Byron. Yes. Sorry, did somebody want to say something? No, okay. Fine. In which case, we can take it that Byron is one of our vice chairs. The second vice chair positions, Leslie has expressed her willingness to nominate, rather. Can I please have a proposer for that?
Becky, yes, I propose Leslie.
Thank you, Becky. Can I have a seconder, please?
I could second. This is Jan.
Thank you, Jan. Any discussion? Okay, so congratulations to both Byron and Leslie, if congratulations is indeed the right word. Thank you very much. Excellent. Now, item number three on our agenda is the CERT survey. Now, some developments have occurred in the last few days, which I think I will now try and explain to everybody. excuse me. As you know, as far as we are aware, this survey, someone is on a very, very noisy line. Can I ask you to mute if you are not currently talking, and since I'm the only one who's talking at the moment, if you could mute, that would be very helpful, please. Mute is star 6. The survey appears to have been sent out to CERTs, but we don't know which CERTs or where at this stage. And I met in Vilnius on Friday with Rod and Jamie Headland, who's the vice president in Washington, to talk about what we could do. That meeting, I should say, was actually the catalyst for that meeting was an email from Rod, which basically said that he was very concerned that there seemed to be some concern and wanted to try and sort it out, which is good. So we had a meeting, and at that meeting I said that there were two issues as far as I was concerned. One was that the fact that it was sent out in the first place, and we agreed to park that one and discuss that at a later stage. And the second issue was what, if anything, we could do to sort out the fact that it had gone out, and that some governments were expressing their concerns about the fact that it had gone out. A number of CCs were expressing their concerns about the fact that it had gone out. And my suggestion was that what we did was that Rod... Hi, who's just joining?
Hi, Chris. This is Peter joining. Sorry for being late.
No problem, mate. We're on number 3, the CERT survey.
Hi, is Melissa here?
Sorry, who was that?
Hi.
So I suggested that that Rod put together a small team of ICANN staff to deal with this issue, possibly led by Patrick Jones, and that we put together a small team of CCs, preferably regionally based, that we contact Heather Dryden from the GAC and ask for how the GAC would like to be involved in the discussions, and that that little team would start to discuss with a sort of completely blank piece of paper what we might do to try and deal with the issue of the fact that this has gone out, and whether we could maybe redraft it or we could abandon it completely or whatever, but basically completely open slather. And that seems to meet with agreement or acceptance from Rod and Jamie as a possible way forward. And I had intended on this call to I'd had a conversation with a number of councillors overnight to ask them if they'd be prepared to do this, and I had intended that we proceed with that, and I think we probably should if everybody accepts it. But subsequently I've had a note from Rod which I'm slightly concerned about, and I've gone back to him and said we need to talk. And that what that says is, and I just need to find it, that in respect to governments, he's suggesting that we, which I presume means ICANN, consult with the GAC members in country where the certs are related to the national government to ask for their go-ahead to have the CCPLD operators help with the survey response. I went back and said, that's not going to be very helpful at all. And in fact, it's precisely one of the issues, which is that unilateral contact with governments is massively concerning to some, not all by any means, but some CCTLDs. So whereas I thought we had actually reached a point where we could at least move forwards, I'm a little concerned that we might not have done yet, but nonetheless, irrespective of that, I do think it's important that we show a willingness to engage and to try and work our way through this. So, subject to everyone having a discussion, I'd like to suggest that we do at least tell Rod that we've got five people who are willing to sort of meet on the telephone with his staff and talk about the issues. So, that's the brief. Open for discussion.
Chris, this is Bob. Before you proceed, we have somebody called Vega on the line, on the call.
I don't know who Vega is.
Who are you? Christina?
Yes. No, I don't know either. But the operator said somebody's called Vega.
Is it Vika?
From South Africa.
Vika.
Is that Vika?
Yes.
No, hello, Vika. You're apparently changed your name now to Vega.
Oh, okay. So we just...
That's fine.
Okay.
Chris, it's Leslie. Apart from people with different names on the call, I'm pretty concerned, as I'm sure you are, about Rod's email that you've just shared with us.
Yeah.
Because to me it indicates... kind of ignoring, as it were, your own structure that one would normally use if you have multi-stakeholders to actually route issues through, or at least, at the very least, communicate with. Like many others, I had concerns about the survey, and you may well be aware that there was significant discussion on the centre list about the survey. And we had the European councillors, Andreas and myself, and Peter's on the call, I know, will be aware that there's some fairly strong feelings about it. So I guess, you know, emails like the one you've just shared with us doesn't demonstrate that there is the sensitivity that I would expect to see on issues like this, and therefore it's not a surprise that when a survey is issued in the way that it's been issued, there's quite a lot of concern that comes back, which I would say is probably unnecessary, given that we are probably all working towards a similar security of the net purpose.
Sure.
This is Becky. Can I just ask a factual question? Is there any reason that the government limit would, or in concern would be limited to countries where the cert is associated with the government?
No, I think, good question. The answer to that is no, and I want to get really clear here, picking up on Leslie's point. The meeting that I had with Rod and Jamie was, I think, a very constructive meeting, and I was very happy that that Rod had quite clearly said that, you know, he really understood the problem, that the survey being sent out, shall we say, was not something that was done, intentionally is the wrong word, but it certainly seems to have slipped out without the necessary checks and balances. And he expressed a willingness to do whatever it took to try to solve this problem. So whilst I agree with you, Leslie, that the words in his current email are concerning, I hope that it's two things, that it may be a misunderstanding and simply a question of words, because one thing is abundantly clear, we will need to get the GAC involved in this, and Heather is very well aware of what's going on and is fully briefed. So that, on that score, I have no issue. It's the specific choice of words about, you know, effectively saying, you know, asking for permission from governments, etc., that's concerning. So I'd like to try and sort that out. And what I've done is sent a note to Rob saying, let's you and I and Heather have a conversation, hopefully this afternoon, when I'm on my way to the airport, to try and work out what the best way forward is of involving the GAC without sort of formal approaches being made to governments. And to answer your question, Becky, no, I don't think there is any reason. I'm unclear, frankly, as to why, how this has come up and why there should be a need to contact governments directly and say, you know, is it okay if we do this? But maybe there's an explanation.
Chris, this is Peter. I just had a meeting with Rob, who happens to be in Brussels, and we addressed that issue as well. The first observation is that it's very difficult to actually get through to him in pointing out that there is a significant concern, since he literally keeps on saying, while you're telling him there's a concern, he keeps on saying, oh, no, DNS cert is going well, I'm very happy with it, I'm glad that it took off and that the community is supporting it. He is not listening to me, or he's not listening to anybody. I don't. It's very hard to convince him that there is a problem. Then secondly, on the fact that the survey was sent out and that there was an issue, I think we should also be clear that we do not expect the CEO of ICANN to check every survey that's being sent out. So the fact that he didn't know it is actually not relevant. I think that the clear message to him should be that he should inundate his staff with the idea that they should check with their communities when they're doing anything, which is, I think, the foundations of ICANN. And him checking on surveys is probably almost undermining that concept. And then thirdly, I addressed the issue as well of why would he be checking with the governments whether it's okay for CCTLDs to participate in that process. And his only answer was that this is a very sensitive issue. And when I asked him to explain, or when I asked him what that meant, he said, I just happened to know this is a very sensitive issue. So that didn't get me anywhere.
Okay.
It's not very helpful, but I just wanted to share.
Thank you, Peter. Look, we could bat this ball around for hours if we chose to, but it seems to me that if we want to, I mean, we need to do something, and I think the concept of having, a small group of our trusted colleagues being charged with the job of talking to ICANN about the way forward with this is probably the most sensible thing to do. I'm conscious that I don't want, I mean, one of the reasons why I suggested it, because I don't want it just to be me. I actually want it to be a group of us who talk directly to ICANN about this. And you know, preferably, as I said, from different regions, so that we can give the relevant people a regional flavour, because, you know, the concerns that exist in Latin America, for example, may be slightly differently nuanced to the concerns that exist in Europe, just to take an example. So,
Sorry, Chris, interrupted. Did anyone actually talk to you on Mark, did you have any chance?
You talk to who?
Yuri,
no.
No. I mean, there was an initial communication, Peter, where we asked for an explanation of what was happening, and I think I sent that out to, well, I did, I know I sent that out to everybody, so that's been the only communication apart from direct communication between me and Rod.
Okay.
So, sorry, was somebody going to say something? Okay. So if everyone is happy simply to agree that we agree a small group of people and we sit and wait for Rod to come back to us with his suggested team and we move forward that way, whilst at the same time seeking an explanation for the reference to governments in this subsequent email, does anyone have a problem with that approach? Okay, so I suggested that my thoughts were that the people, and I have already asked the people if they're prepared to do this, Wahiro, Palos, Leslie, Byron, and Patricio. And I think I haven't heard back from Palos, but everybody else is happy to do that. The other person I would add to that group is Jörg, who is the chair of our incident response working group from DNIC, and I think it would be useful and sensible to have him involved in the discussions as well. Can I make any comment or discussion on that point? Okay, can I take it that everyone is happy with that then? All right, good. I will communicate to...
Just final point, yep. Paulus is on the call, maybe he could confirm to be on that group.
Paulus here. I would be happy to participate in the group.
Thank you, Paulus. All right. In that case, what I'll do is I will communicate that to Rod, and I will hopefully have a conversation with him later on today or tomorrow, and I will report back to everybody the results of that conversation. Excellent. The next item is the ATRT, Accountability and Transparency Review Team update. I'll keep this very short because everything that the ATRT does, including its interminable discussions about travel arrangement, is on the public is on a public list. But basically, where we've got to is that there are four separate working groups looking at four separate areas, and those working groups will have their reports finalised in time for. We've got a noisy line again. Someone sounds like somebody's eating. if you could mute, that would be great. Sorry, where was I? Yes, so the working groups, the goal is to have the working groups reporting into the ATRT so that by the time we all get to Boston in 2.5 weeks' time, where we have our three-day face-to-face meeting, we should be in a position to finalise a draft report to go out for public comment. That public comment period would close in November, open in October, close in November, with the idea being that the sort of final draft report would be available by the time we get to Cartagena. I'm happy to answer anyone's questions, but that's basically where we're at. Are there any questions? Okay, good. Item 5 is the wild card study group. Bart, do you want to take this one, please?
Yes, say that was the result from last call. The council asked Jungon and Andre and me to come up with some recommendations for further action, and that regards the three recommendations of the study group. I sent you, or Gabi sent you, a draft or the recommendations itself, and it's say relating to recommendations 1 and 2 to inform the ICANN board that a study group was set up, and inform the ICANN board that based on the findings of the study group that the ICANN board, ICANN and other stakeholders should have full and frank dialogue with CCTLDs using redirection. The reason for this is during the process it was very clear that because of the dialogue some CCTLDs stopped using wildcards. And the second recommendation to the ICANN board is that they should start or initiate a process to develop better metrics to define wildcarding. During the process of the study group noticed that there are different measures or different metrics to identify CCTLDs. So it's not very clear which CCTLD is doing what based on external research. With regard to the final recommendation of the working group, it is suggested that the council will not take any further action and just wait what will happen over the course of time.
So what do we need to do, Bart?
I think the basic idea is that the council adopts the recommendation, so that the council would inform either through its by a letter of the chair of the council, the ICANN board of the findings, because one of the ICANN board in Sydney asked the CCTL, in particular CCNSO, to advise on certain measures to stop wildcarding. That was one of the reasons why the group was created anyway.
Okay. So so this is now the final report of the... We've worked on this final report of the study group. Everybody's got a copy of it. And if we're happy to sign off on it, then, as Bart says, we would basically send a note to that effect to the board. Is there any discussion?
The first bullet talks about the CCNSO continuing its own dialogue, which is fine, obviously. But the first part of that bullet is, in effect, recommending to the board that a full and frank dialogue should be fostered. It's not very clear what we're suggesting is the vehicle for that. I think the intention of that is to take it away from the CCNSO specifically, because the second part of the bullet is saying we'll carry on having some of the discussions we've had anyway.
That's one part, and the second part is it is a reflection of, say, if you look, for instance, at the IDN CCTLD documentation of responsibility, and the request of the ICANN board itself to propose mechanisms to ensure that no wildcarding will take place. I think that's the answer to this as well, is that the first step is have a full and frank dialogue.
Okay, well, if I'm a board member and receiving that recommendation, I'm just not clear what's being asked of me. So is that within, how is that conversation going to happen?
I think that's a valid point, Leslie, and if I can suggest that what we do is, if we're all sort of happy with the sort of general thrust of it, if it needs tweaking, which I think the point you've raised indicates that it does, why don't we just take it offline and make some suggested editorial changes to make it clearer what it is that we're trying to achieve. Because as you say, just an open statement like that, it could probably do with a bit of direction to where we want to go. So is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay. So, Bart, if you could have an email exchange, at least to start with Leslie, and then we could get it out to the list for approval, maybe in a week or so.
As suggested, will be a letter. So it's originally a request from the ICANN board to the CCNSO that the chair of the CCNSO respond.
Yeah, sure. I understand that, but let's get the words of the report sorted out.
Yeah, and so what I'll do is I'll work with Leslie on a suggested letter.
That sounds like a perfect idea. Marvellous. Yes. Well, may you laugh, Leslie. All right. Any other discussion on that? Good. Item 6 is the Finance Working Group Charter. Everyone's got this. We need to formally approve it. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Chris.
All right.
Two notes. The draft was sent out a couple of weeks ago. We received, there was a small discussion on the email list. And the suggested changes are now included in the draft you have in front of you.
All right. Well, that's right, absolutely. So
I had an additional comment, Chris, and I do apologise because I should have looked at this earlier than today, but I haven't. Like you, I was at the IGF last week. You'll recall that we made it a broader working group than just looking at contributions.
Yes.
And I wonder if maybe we should reflect that under the objectives a bit better. So we've got objective A, which is discussing how much money is attributed to CCs, and then B, which is establishing a methodology.
Yes.
But I think the broadening is about keeping a maybe a watching brief or something of that nature on the overall ICANN strategic direction in terms of finances. I just wonder how narrow or how wide this group will be, and I think my suggestion earlier was that it be kind of a bit wider than just the expenditure and income related to CCs.
I understand. So that would effectively mean a third bullet point.
Yeah.
Widening it to say, and also to liaise with ICANN on all issues of finance arising from the strategic or operations plan.
Yeah, I guess, and also to act as the bridge, hopefully, between the CC community and ICANN in that area.
Okay.
Bit like the strategy group have done in terms of actually disseminating information as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. Well, again, I have no problem with. None of us, I think, like drafting on the call. So, why don't you and I just work on adding an extra paragraph and get it out to the list.
Leslie, do you want to say, because the SOP charter is a bit vague on that bit, and there might be overlap between this working group and the SOP working group. Should we include something in the SOP charter as well that is excluded?
No, I don't think we need to. I mean, Byron will have a view on this, obviously, but our experience of being on the SOP group is that naturally finance has come into that area because some of the people on that group have a financial background.
Yeah.
And that with the creation of the finance working group, then it will be much easier to separate those issues out, I suggest.
Yeah, I agree with that. So Bart, why don't you and I just work on adding an extra bullet point, and then we'll send it out to the list as soon as we can and approve it on the list.
Yeah.
Thank you, and sorry about the late.
Not a problem, Lizzie. Perfectly fine. That brings us to the working group updates. Where are they? Okay. Well, my list has disappeared. Christina, what's the first working group update?
It's Jake.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you for seeing me.
You're welcome.
Very deep voice there. Bart, the jig is yours.
No, it's Jan.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right, Jan. The jig is yours.
Chris just couldn't remember, you know. Hi, everybody. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah. Actually, both Barron's and the single character initial report is there. It's finished. And it's published, and we just finished the public comments period, too. So next step, we're going to be working on the final report, both on Barron's and the single character. Currently, still there are a lot of discussion, you know, going on, especially even in last week's IGF. During IGF, there is some discussion on single characters. Still, it seems not very clear about the whole picture, so, you know, probably we need more input and more comments on that than we could put into the final report. That's pretty much where we are.
Okay. Any questions for Jan? Good. All right. Next, what's the next one, Christina or Bart, whichever?
The next one is the IDN P2P Working Group 1.
Okay. Where we are with that is that we have a decision tree document that Bart and I have worked on, which basically goes through all of the decisions that we need to make in the policy for IDN policy, IDN CCTLD policy, in the right order, so that, you know, you make decision number one, and then decision two is affected by the decision you make in one, and so on. that is effectively now a formal work plan. What's lacking from it is that we're waiting for some final technical input from Patrick Falstrom on variants and a couple of other things about words that we've used to make sure that we haven't used the wrong words. That should be sorted out in the next day. And Bart, when is our next call?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you. That serves as a handy reminder for me, if nothing else. Tomorrow afternoon is a call to sign off on that decision tree, and then start to take each decision piece by piece. So that's where we are. Did I miss anything, Bart?
No.
Okay, marvellous. Any questions on that? Okay, Christina, what's next?
IDM P2P Working Group 2.
That's you, Bart.
Hero. Hero has been appointed.
I'm sorry, I'm doing really good at this stuff, aren't I? Hero, that's you.
Maybe me.
Yeah, Hero.
It is you,
okay,
Hero.
The IDM CCPDP Working Group 2 had a conference call on August 26, I think, after intensive discussion on the mailing list. In the discussion, we identified our list of topics like membership definition, roles of members such as voting rights and PDP initiation, and quorum, and something like that. And we are in the final stage of appointing chair and alternate chair, I think, but they will be decided in the next conference call formally on Thursday this week. So discussion on the substance will be made in the mailing list and the conference call. I'm sure that we can issue an intermediate draft for CCNS members discussion. That's all.
Thank you, Hero. That's fantastic. And I know it's really complicated because of the possibilities of different registries in the same territory and so on. So, thank you. Any questions for Hero? All right. Next one, Christina.
It's the Incident Response Working Group.
Right. At the risk of getting this wrong again, but.
The Incident Response Working Group is looking at potential providers for, the services that they're looking for, so maintaining and running a repository service to be used in case of incidents. The working group will have its call next week again and hope to come up with say two or three potential providers by the Cartagena meeting for discussion, say, to be discussed by the CCMSO or CCTLD community.
Any questions on that one? Good. Christina?
Yes, the next one is the program working group.
Andre.
We had a meeting yesterday, and we produced a new version of the agenda for Cartagena. I think you all should get it from Christina, I guess yesterday afternoon. So it's pretty close to the final meeting, to the final version. There are, I think, biggest changes are that we moved IDM PDP working group to the Monday afternoon because we are unsure how much time it will take. That's something that is not very usual in the agendas. And also we have a pretty new session about registrar accreditation agreement. Should be a panel discussion. Leslie helped us with designing the session, so I hope it would be interesting for the CC community as well. And but basically all, I think you received it, so if you have any question, don't hesitate to ask me.
Any questions? Okay.
Maybe a personal note for the program working group. The session with the ICANN board and the CEO, there has been contact with Peter on this one. And yeah, there is no substantive change. The only thing is, if the council thinks of topics of interest, please send them to Gabi, so they can be prepared in advance to have a meaningful discussion with the board, the CCMSO board members, and with the CEO.
Yes, I think this is something we have not we've not done desperately well in the past. So we should really make an effort to provide some information, some topics beforehand to them that they can make sure they're properly briefed on for our discussions, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Christina?
No, I think Andre said it.
Is that the last of the working group reports?
Oh, okay, sorry. No, it's the SOP working group next.
Okay, now we don't have Byron, so who can do that?
Chris?
Yes, Bart.
Since the last meeting, there has not been any communications, with the exception that Patrick Sherry produced a summary of the strategic meeting in Brussels,
and
forwarded it to Byron, and we'll have a discussion with him start up the SOP working group again and see where we're heading. But that will happen this week.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Next is the council working group.
Sorry, which one?
Council working group.
Yes, that's the action item was on me and on you, Chris, to I hope I had a chance to do it last week, is to invite some of the council members to start the discussion about the roles and responsibilities. So I need to send that email.
Can we aim to get that started, sort of in the next week or so, please, Bart?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.
And the last one is the Joint Security and Stability Analysis Charter Drafting Working Group.
Right. Well, we have that working group is now formed, and the current situation is there's a mailing list, and Bart and I are working on an initial starting draft charter that we can send out to that working group so we can get the discussion started. And I think, Bart, we said we're going to try and do that by the end of the week, haven't we?
Yes, by the end of next week, we hope to send out a draft. Probably what is important as well is, say, maybe the adoption process of the charter.
Okay.
And when it's
Sorry, I'm just trying to check out of the hotel at the moment and running a call at the same time.
There was a communication with the GNSO. They intend to have it, I think that suits the CCMSO as well, to have the charter adopted at the Cartagena meetings.
Yeah, that's fine.
If possible, yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right, good. Any other ones, Christina, or is that the last one?
That was the last one.
Okay, so what's the next item on the agenda?
Chris?
Yes.
Chris, this is Hiro.
Yes, Hiro.
For the IDN PDP Working Group 2, I think there's a formal procedure for us council to appoint chairs of each working group, right?
Not in this case.
Yeah.
The chair is appointed by the working group itself.
Okay.
That's in the charter itself.
All right, thanks.
Internet connection. Okay, the next item is the website. Christina, are you going to do that?
I was recently on holiday, so I don't know if Bart knows more, but... we are moving forward, and we will present something for the council real soon because we have asked for a lot of specific implementations that we're expecting soon. Bart, do you want to add something?
No, that's precise. We had hoped we would be able to present it during this meeting, but unfortunately, it still needs to be tweaked. Once there is a clear idea, we'll send you a link so you can have a look at it.
Sorry about that.
That was all with regard to the update of the CCNJ website.
Okay. And that takes us to liaisons, I believe.
Ron?
Yes, this is Ron. I trust that you've all received the two attachments that I sent.
Yes, thanks, Ron.
Yeah, I got those, Ron.
Okay, that concludes my report.
there's nothing like that's brilliant, Ron. Thank you. And thanks for all of the reporting that you do. dear. And we don't have family on the phone for our GNSO, do we?
No, we don't.
Okay. All right. Which brings us, I think, remarkably, to any other business. Is there any other business?
Chris, it's Leslie. I just had a couple of questions.
Yes, Leslie.
On the council elections, which are due to close shortly, what the current status was, does it look as though we have a candidate for each region, is my first point.
Shall we deal with that first? Bart, do you want to take that?
Yes. We have candidates for all regions with the exception of North America.
That's Dottie.
That's Dottie is stepping down. We don't have any nominations or secondment for North America. The nomination period closes today.
Well, I would like to run again. It's just that there's very little communication within North America. so
which is surprising, given how few of you there are.
Dottie, can I suggest that you put in a nomination for yourself now, if you want to again, and once that's done. Someone gets in touch with Byron and asks if he's prepared to second it.
Or Fernando.
Yes, I was going to. I just don't have everybody's phone numbers for.
Fernando, you're on the call.
Yeah, you might try and use this thing called email, which works quite well on the interweb. But
everybody's email is blacked out on communications. Okay.
All right. So, Dottie, if you do that now, and perhaps, Fernando, if you would be prepared to second Dottie, that would be great. Given that there really only are four members in North America, it's not really an issue, I don't think. It's just that I don't want to have to extend the period if we can avoid it.
Oh, right. I don't think we should either. I was intending to get in touch with everybody and realized that my efforts were thwarted by not having everybody's information.
Today is the final day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Excellent. What was your next question, Leslie?
On our last call, we discussed the CCNSO endorsements for the review teams for WHOIS and security and stability. And
yes.
I wondered if there'd been an update as a result of those discussions.
No. All I know is that the names that we endorsed have been put forward and nothing has been heard since.
That was indeed my view as well. So perhaps we might ask officially.
Yes, I can do that, and I will Bart, if you could send me a note to remind me to do that when I get off the plane, I'll do that tonight.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem. Anything else, Lizzie?
No.
Okay. Anyone else got any other business?
Yes, just me. With regard to the board elections, to be clear, there seems to be a little bit confusion about the closing date for nominations. That is 6th of October. Gabby sent out an email to all the CC&SO members and to the council, which includes that date. And on the website, the date is not mentioned. By the end of this week, I will send out a reminder to all the CC&SO members that the closing date for nominations is the 6th of October.
Thank you, Bart.
Can I ask a question? What is seat 12 on the board?
It's the one next to seat 11, Dottie.
Yeah, but it says in one of the communications that the CCs are responsible for seats 11 and 12.
Yeah,
that's correct. That's just a bylaw. It's a bylaw reference to particular seats, and it's driven. It's originally driven because the bylaw, the transition bylaw, had different terms for different seats until you got up to everybody having been there for 3 years. So the seats are numbered, and our seats are 11 and 12.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay, in that case, thank you all very much indeed. I will be back in touch as soon as I possibly can following my discussions with Rod and Heather. And I'll talk to you all soon.
Okay,
thank you, Craig.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye, thank you.